This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Thelma Johnson Street was a painter and dancer who used her art to promote racial equity and education. Thelma Johnson was born in 1912 in the eastern Washington town of Yakima. Her father, James Johnson, was an artist and encouraged Thelma to become an artist herself from an early age. Before 1920, the family moved from Yakima to Portland, Oregon, where Thelma and her four siblings would be raised and schooled. Thelma Johnson graduated from Portland's Washington High School in 1932 and immediately launched a career as a professional artist. In 1933, the Oregon Federation of Colored Women had an art exhibition at the New York Public Library. Several of Johnson's works were featured in the show, and the exhibit gave her new exposure within the broader American art community. From 1934 to 1935, Johnson studied painting at Portland's Museum Art School, today known as the Pacific Northwest College of Art. She then continued her art studies at University of Oregon through 1936. It was at this time she married Romaine Virgil Street. She would keep the married name Street even after her divorce in 1948. In the late 1930s, Thelma Johnson Street began working for the Federal Art Project, a Depression-era relief program for artists that was part of the Works Progress Administration. She moved to San Francisco, where she painted murals, including one for the Golden Gate Exposition promoting Pan-American unity, which was a collaboration with artist Diego Rivera. Rivera was inspired by Johnson's work. He later wrote, quote, "The work of Thelma Johnson Street is, in my opinion, one of the most interesting manifestations in this country at the present. It is extremely evolved and sophisticated enough to reconquer the grace and purity of African and American art," end quote. Rivera painted Johnson into one of his own murals, which is today on the campus of the City College of San Francisco. Street's paintings were exhibited at the DeYoung Museum and the San Francisco Museum of Art. In 1942, she became the first Black woman to have a solo show at New York's Museum of Modern Art. It was at this time Johnson began using her art to promote racial equality. Works like her Death of a Negro Sailor criticized segregation, and she debuted a series of paintings called The Negro History, featuring prominent people of African descent from the past. With her second husband, John Klein, Street opened two children's art schools, one in Honolulu and another on Salt Spring Island, British Columbia. In her frequent travels, Street also studied dance and promoted the traditional dances of African, Polynesian, and First Nations peoples to students as a vehicle for cross-racial understanding. In the late 1940s, Street was even part of a dance group that performed in front of Queen Elizabeth II. Street died of a sudden heart attack in Los Angeles in 1956. Her work is not widely known today, but in her time, she represented one of the most celebrated artists of the West Coast. Thelma Johnson Street's works are today held in the collections of the San Francisco Museum of Art, the Smithsonian, and Portland Art Museum. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.